Crispus Attucks and the Night on King Street. Chapter 1. A Life Seen Mostly in Fragments. Crispus Attucks is famous for a death that can be dated to the exact night. His life before that night is much harder to recover. That is not because his life lacked value. It is because the 18th century did not preserve the stories of all people equally. Poor laborers, sailors, people of African and indigenous ancestry, and people living near or inside slavery often appeared in the record only when something dramatic happened around them. Attucks was one of those people. He was probably born around 1723 in Framingham, Massachusetts. The National Park Service describes him as a sailor of mixed African and indigenous ancestry and notes that some evidence connects him to a 1750 runaway slave advertisement for a man called Crispus. Britannica is more cautious, saying that much of his ancestry and early life remain shrouded in mystery. That caution matters. It is tempting to smooth the gaps and pretend certainty where none exists. Better history does the opposite. It says clearly when the evidence is partial. Attucks may have been enslaved and escaped. He may have used the name Michael Johnson as an alias. He worked as a sailor, which meant he lived in a mobile Atlantic world of docks, ships, and dangerous labor. This background helps explain why he ended up in Boston in 1770. Boston was tense. British troops had been stationed there since 1768. Their presence angered many townspeople. Jobs were scarce, tempers were hot, and soldiers and civilians clashed often. Crowds formed easily. Insults turned physical quickly. The city felt occupied to many inhabitants, even before anyone spoke the language of independence openly. Attucks moved in that world not as a famous leader, but as a working man in a port city under pressure. That makes his story important. Revolutions are often remembered through celebrated speakers and signers, but public anger is also made of people whose names do not begin in the history books. It is made of workers, sailors, apprentices, and laborers standing in cold streets when violence breaks out. Crispus Attucks was one of them.